We are signing a number of bills today. This session, many people said, was the most productive session in modern memory in the Maryland General Assembly. And I would submit to you that that's because of the fact that we have always kept our eye on the goal of creating jobs, strengthening our middle class, growing our middle class by improving public safety, improving the skills of our people, improving the workforce here in Maryland. Last year, we had the best rate of job creation of any state in our region, and we have very nearly recovered 100% of the jobs that we lost during the recession. Together, we've been making better choices, and together, we've been achieving better results. So with that, as I have a few more things to say about the particular bills, but I just want to pause right now and up front, as I turn it over to the Speaker and to the Senate President, I want to thank the staff of the presiding officers and the staff of our Legislative Affairs Office. Stacey Mayer, and everybody on her team, Dave and Rebecca and Drew and Shanetta, the leading expert on firearm safety, Shanetta, great job. I also want to thank especially Kirsten Jones and also Vicki Gruber for their terrific work. So, Mr. President, thoughts?
You notice you named three women, Governor.
That we tried. That's right.
Three women that made it happen. You know, and they. They're strong women. They made it happen. And, I don't know where we'd be without them. And I just want to say to the governor on these issues, these two issues right here. First of all, you're seeing signs of progress. I voted for the gas tax in the Mandel administration, the Hughes administration, the Schaefer administration. And we waited too long from 1992 to this year to get it done. But as I rode down here today, I saw paving getting done. I saw grass getting cut in the median strips. I saw potholes getting filled. We're starting to make progress. And it's about roads and bridges. And the metro is the icing on the cake. The roads and bridges are the cake. And one out of 20 people ride metro. The most of the people are roads and bridges. We have to get that done and get it done quickly. Then we can worry about which metro. And then we'll worry about public and private financing. But we need to get people back to work and get it done now. And this bill is going to do it. Secondly, on the gun bill. You know, the NRA is going to choose forum shopping. They're going to look for a conservative, right-wing-leaning judge rather than going to the people of the state of Maryland. Okay? Just like Citizens United, they're going to try and pick their forum, take it all the way through up the Supreme Court, delay the bill rather than go to the people of the state of Maryland because they know that if this bill went to the people, it would pass overwhelmingly. You know, it doesn't affect law-abiding gun owners. It doesn't affect guns that people have right now. We don't need silencers in Maryland. We don't need grenade throwers in Maryland. We don't need spark detectors or flare reflectors in Maryland. It's a bill that's common sense. We don't need those bills with a long, with the clips, with the drums, with 30, 40, 50 bullets in them to walk the fields or the woods of Maryland to do hunting. It's a common sense bill. It's a public safety bill. I was proud to support it. Governor, I thank you for your leadership.
And thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Speaker.
I want to echo everybody's sentiment here, and I want to thank the President of the Senate and you, Governor, for the collaborative effort we had this year. And I want to thank Shanetta and Stacy and my staff, Alex and Kristen, for the job on the gun bill. But most of all, I want to acknowledge Kathy Dumais, who is here. Who was the what an outstanding job she did. We had numerous sessions, and I think everybody was tired of Jimmy John's sandwiches by the time we got done, to tell you the truth. But I think the product we produced was one that's going to benefit the state of Maryland and also be a model for the rest of the country. The transportation bill was certainly a great initiative, and it was no easy job to convince 71 people in the House and 24 in the Senate. We actually had more than that. But I also want to thank the people from Baltimore City and Mayor Rawlings for the initiative for Baltimore City Schools. I think it's a great initiative. Chairman McIntosh and others were behind that. And I want Mary Pat Fannin was an outstanding conduit for us there. along with Rachel Heiss. I think Rachel is here, and she was the expert that got us through it from the legislative standpoint. But a combination of things. The capital budget was a great capital budget this year, $336 million for new school construction throughout the state, as well as a $30 million investment for a new hospital in Prince George's County. You know, if we're going to stay in the forefront in the delivery of health care and transportation and education, we have to take these initiatives on. And I want to thank Adrienne Jones, who does the balance of bringing all these capital projects together in the House. Mm-hmm. I know she combined with Senator DeGrange and others. The President of the Senate and myself understand we can't do this without a great legislative team. I see Chairman Hickson here, who guided the transportation bill through. I know that was important to particularly her county. So it was an effort of collaboration, everybody working together. And the success is here today. The success is here today. And I want to once again thank the President of the Senate, you, Governor, the Lieutenant Governor, and all the staff that are here for the fine jobs you do with all those initiatives. I mean, I can't mention everybody's name, but I will say this. Why don't we have all the senators and delegates stand up one time so we can see who the leaders are in the Maryland House of Delegates. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So among the bills we're signing today are the firearm. First is the Firearm Safety Act, which we will be signing here. Really want to thank the Senate President and the Speaker, Kathleen DeMay, everybody on that House work group, also Brian Frost, who was the floor leader on that. And all those that worked so hard, Jamie Raskin and others, to make it happen. This bill has within it a requirement of fingerprinting in order to apply to purchase a firearm. And similar license in states with similar licensing provisions have substantially lower gun death rates than states that do not. So if we want better results, we have to make better choices. And this legislation is part of that series of the better choices that we are making. I want to thank all the members also of law enforcement and our criminal justice community, so many of whom are with us today. Sheriff, thank you for your good work, the superintendent of state police, our public safety secretary, Gary Maynard, also Sam Abbott, and all those that work so hard on this. We also are signing a bill to extend our DNA law with the same goal in mind, and that is saving lives. Since 2007, we've used DNA to produce 545 arrests and to solve a lot of cases and spare a lot of citizens being victimized by a repeat violent offender. We're also signing some new reforms to combat human trafficking. We have the transportation package, which the Senate President talked about, that will create a lot of jobs in our state for many years into the future as we build up and build out a modern transportation system. It will create an estimated 57,200 jobs over the next 6 years. Modern economy requires modern investments in order to create jobs. President Miller and Speaker Bush put many, many hours into working on so many pieces of this legislation, including this transportation piece. I want to thank Matt Gallagher as well, my chief of staff. Matt, thank you. County Executive Leggett, Chairman Casemeyer, Chairwoman Hickson, who did such great work. Delegate Frank Turner, who handled the floor debate on that one, and all of the members of the Budget and Tax Committee, Budget and Tax and Ways and Means Committees. And Senator Pinsky and Delegate Kaiser's work also, I want to commend them on a bill we're signing today on college and career readiness and the College Completion Act of 2013, which will help us advance closer to our goal of 55% of Marylanders having an associate's degree or higher by 2025. So let's sign some bills. First bill, Jeremy, with that distinguished way. Let me also caution Jay Baker. Look, these are not Christmas card shots. It's okay for them to be interactive. If people aren't looking up, they get the action shot, okay? So we're not doing Christmas card poses here today.
Senate Bill 281, the Firearm Safety Act of 2013.